would like to ask you to please turn in your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah. I would like to read from Jeremiah chapter 10. Just read one verse of Scripture, Jeremiah chapter 10. Before we begin to read and study from God's holy word, I would ask you to please join your hearts together with me in a moment of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we have just sung, Holy Spirit, breathe on me. We know that without Thee, that all of our efforts and labors will be in vain. But we do thank You for the felt presence of Your Spirit in the endeavor to try to sing songs of praise to Thy name's honor and glory. And we pray now that as we begin to study Thy holy word, that Thy Spirit would breathe on us. Thou hast taught us that if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him. So we come this tonight asking You to fill us with Your Spirit, that You would help us, that we might be able to feel that it's been good to have been in the house of the Lord. We pray that we might learn from Thy Word, and that we would, that Thy Word would be as seed sown in fertile ground. It would bring forth fruit to perfection in each of our lives, that we would meditate on Thy Word and think about it during this coming week, and that the Word of God would have a powerful influence on our lives. We pray again that You would bless all those who stand in special need of Thy help. There are so many on our hearts and minds that need Thee in a very special way, and we pray that You would help them and be with them regardless of what their problems are. You know the needs of every person in this building tonight. You know those that are weak and weary and discouraged and despondent. Pray that You would lift them up and fill them with Your grace, that they might feel the power and the presence of God in their minds and hearts and souls. You know those that are trying to make decisions. We pray that You would guide them and direct them and lead them in paths of righteousness for Thy name's sake. You know, Lord, those that are sick and afflicted and have special physical needs, and we know that You're able to grant and meet all of their needs. So we pray that You would be with them and help them. And those that are not able to be with us, we pray that You would help and bless them. Those that are sick and afflicted, we pray that You would touch their bodies, lift them up, and restore them to their health. Those that are lukewarm and indifferent, we pray that You would kindle a fire, a flame of love and zeal within their hearts and minds and souls, that they might have a desire to be faithful in their service to Thee and in worshiping Thee and being with their brothers and sisters in Christ in the house of God. We pray, Lord, that You would help us all, that we might be more committed and dedicated to Thee, that every day when we rise in the morning, that we would begin to thank You for the bountiful blessings, the very privilege to have rested another night and to awake refreshed and to have our loved ones to be alive and well in the morning. We pray that You would help us to be thankful to You for sparing our lives. And we pray that You would guide us each day, that Your Spirit would give us understanding and wisdom and knowledge, that we might know exactly what You would have us to do each day. Again, now help all of those that stand in great need of Thy help this day, and we pray that You would bless those that are that have unspoken prayer requests. We pray in the blessed and holy name of our elder brother, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Reading now from Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. The Word of God says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. I want us to think about the last half of that verse where Jeremiah said, it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Now that, to me, that means that we are not able, you and I are not able, no man is able in and of ourselves, we are not able to decide exactly where we're going and what we're going to do. And the reason that we're not able to do that is that we are not omnipotent, we are not all powerful, and there are many times that we have planned to do something, and then we have not been able to follow through with our plans. And so it is that Jeremiah, by inspiration of God, says, It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Now that does not mean that we don't have decisions to make in our lives. That does not mean that everything that happens in our lives was predestinated by God. There are those that believe in the absolute predestination of all things, and they think that every event that happens in everyone's life, that was predestinated by God. If that is true, then God is the author of sin. God has not directed everything that happens in our lives. God does not cause everything to happen. But the main emphasis in this verse is that neither do you have the ability to chart a course in your life, and you have the power to be sure that that course comes to pass. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. There's an old saying that the best laid plans of men and mice often go awry. That is, you plan and you do everything you can to direct your steps, and yet there are many times that things just don't turn out the way that you plan for them to turn out. I want to just ask those of you that are 50 and older, do you think that you knew when you were 20 years old, do you think you knew that you would be where you are today? No, I don't think so at all. I doubt that there's anyone here who has lived very long that would not agree that there have been many, many times that we have planned and we have directed our steps and we have set a course in our lives and we have intended to go in that direction, but before we realize it, there are so many intervening factors that happen, and sometimes it's God Himself that interrupts and changes the plans that we make in our lives. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. You do not have the power and ability to say what you're always going to do. Now, Jeremiah is the one that penned these words, and I believe that Jeremiah had a very special calling in his life. And I don't believe that Jeremiah chose the profession that he had or chose the direction that he was going in. You'll back up to Jeremiah chapter 1. You'll see that Jeremiah was a special individual and I believe had a special calling by God. I do not believe that every person in this world, I don't believe that God charts their course as much as God charted the course of Jeremiah. But God did chart a course for Jeremiah, and it was not in Jeremiah's own ability to carry out the things that God had called him to do. Jeremiah chapter 1, starting in verse 4, I want you to see how God, before Jeremiah was ever born, God had chosen Jeremiah and had ordained that he would be a prophet to the nations. Look in Jeremiah chapter 1, starting in verse 4. The word of God says, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the womb, or in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Now, was there anything, and I want you to listen carefully to this question, was there anything that could change the fact that Jeremiah was going to be a prophet? Was there anything that could change that? Absolutely not. Why? How many of you believe, listen to the question, how many of you believe what is to be will be? Well, I believe that. I believe that anything that God has said that this is going to happen, that what God has declared is going to happen, that will happen. God has declared the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, "My counsel shall stand." So when God says something is going to happen, that is going to come to pass. But what God is saying in the text is that even though God can say what is going to happen, you can't say and you can't chart your course and it go that way always in your life. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. God chose Jeremiah to be a prophet to the nations, and Jeremiah was going to be a prophet to the nations. It was impossible for Jeremiah to be killed before he became a prophet to the nations. It was impossible for Jeremiah to choose a different course and say, God, I'm not going to be a prophet to the nations, because God had ordained that he would be a prophet to the nations. He might have rebelled against it like Moses did. I believe God chose Moses to lead the children of Israel. And Moses might have rebelled against it and said, I'm not able to do that. And God has chosen many other people to do great works, and they have often felt, I can't do that. But I'm telling you that when God has chosen someone to do something and has ordained that they will do it, it will come to pass. Because God is omnipotent. And what this text is showing is, it's showing the weakness of man when it says, it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. And in the same breath, I would say it is declaring the sovereignty of God, that God will bring to pass everything that he has ordained to happen. There was a time that Jesus was going to be born, wasn't there? There was a specified time that Jesus was going to be born of the Virgin Mary. God had ordained that to be, and it came to pass exactly when God had ordained it to be. There was a time that Jesus was going to die on the cross of Calvary. And every attempt to try to kill Jesus before that time, all of the plans of men, all of the different devices they came up to try to take Jesus and kill Jesus before his time, all of those efforts were in vain, because that was not according to the plan of God. But when it was God's time for him to die, brethren, then at that moment, he was carried to the cross of Calvary. That was ordained of God. The time was ordained of God. There is a time that Jesus is going to come back to this earth, and all the dead in Christ shall rise, and all of those that are even the bodies of those that are dead, they're going to rise, and we're going to be conformed to the image of the Son of God and be carried home to be with the Lord forever in the air. When will that be? I'm telling you that nobody on this earth knows when it will happen, but God has an ordained time, and it will happen when God says time is all over.
That's right.
It'll happen then. But it is not in man to order his steps. It is not in man that walketh to order his steps. You don't have the ability to say what you're going to do in your life. When I was young, I remember several things I wanted to be. When I was in high school, I thought of a number of different things that I wanted to be when I was in high school. When I was in college, I decided there were different things I was going to be there. And I have had all kinds of different plans in my life. But I just want you to know, brethren, that I don't believe that there was anything that could keep me from preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe that God chose me for that purpose. And all the plans that I made for my life, and all the plans that my mother made for my life, all of those plans went right out the window. It is not in man that walketh to order his steps. Jeremiah was told by God, I have ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Listen. Did Jeremiah want to do that? Did Jeremiah want to be a prophet to the nations? No, he did not. Verse 6 says, Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not thou, I am a child, for thou shalt go. And you listen to what God said now. This is a declaration from God. When I tell you that I believe what is to be will be, I am not saying that everything is predestinated by God, but I am saying the things that God has ordained to come to pass, they will come to pass. God says, Thou shalt go to all that I send thee. Was that a declaration that God made to Jeremiah? You're going to go to everywhere I send you. Was there anybody that could kill him along the way because they got upset with what he was saying? They could not kill him because the plan of God was that he was going to go to all that God sent him. And then he says, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. The things, the words that Jeremiah spoke to all of those people, they were ordained of God. He went where God told him to go, and he spoke what God would have him to speak. And then he says in verse 8, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Was God with Jeremiah to deliver him and help him all along his journey? How many times do you suppose that God has delivered you from death? So many times that God has been with you. There are some of you in this congregation that probably people have decided that they're going to kill you, and it was brought to naught by God himself. There are other times that had it not been for the intervening grace of God, that just because of a car wreck or something else happening, that if it had not been for the grace of God and the intervening hand of God, that you would have died. But God has preserved your life unto this very hour tonight. It is not in man that walketh to ordain his steps. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps, but it is in God's plan. Listen now to verse 10. In Jeremiah 1, verse 10, he says, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. There was a direct sequence of events that Jeremiah did in his life. And he says, God says, I have ordained that you're going to tear down, and then you're going to build, and you're going to plant. God brought all that to pass. Jeremiah could not do that without God's help. The Apostle Paul, as great as he was, he could not direct his steps. God had to help him. On one occasion, he said that he was going to go into a particular city, and it did not matter if they killed him there. But listen, brethren, God said they will not kill you there because I have other places for you to go. In spite of all the plans that wicked men came up with to kill the Apostle Paul, they could not kill him because God had ordained that he was going to places to preach the word. Go with me to Jonah just a moment. Go forward in your Bibles to the book of Jonah. And this is the book of Jonah. It shows the frustrated plans of man repeatedly. It shows the truth of the text in Jeremiah 10, verse 23, where by inspiration of God, Jeremiah wrote down, it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. You cannot direct your steps. Did Jonah chart a course different than the course God gave for him? Did Jonah chart a course different than what God told him to do? So Jonah directed his own steps, didn't he? Well, only up to a point. Watch this carefully now. In Jonah chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, the word of God says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. Was he going against and going contrary to where God was sending him? Yes, he was. But he was still on a leash, and there was a limit to how far he could go, because God was going to send him to jump to Nineveh. And so he fled to Tarshish. And the scripture says, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Was he on his way to Tarshish? Was he on his way to Tarshish? Yes. That was his plan. That was his direction. That was his goal. But what does Jeremiah say? It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Jonah had charted a course. That course was contrary to what God would have for his life. And God interrupted his plans. And God changed his plans. And God caused a great storm to come up. And that ship began to be tossed to and fro. And everyone on the ship, it looked like that everyone on the ship was going to die. And the scripture says that all the men on the ship began to row, trying to get to land, but they could not get to land. Do you hear those words? Look at Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 13. Jeremiah 1, verse 13, I want you to see, was Jonah's plans foiled? Were Jonah's plans foiled? Now, the men on the ship, they didn't want to throw Jonah overboard. So Jonah 1, verse 13 says, nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not. Did they have a plan? Did the men on the ship who did not want to kill Jonah, did they have a plan? Was their plan brought to naught? They could not get to land. And then they had to throw Jonah overboard. And he was swallowed by a great fish. He was swallowed by a whale. And he spent 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly. And he cried from the belly of hell. And God delivered him. And the whale vomited him up on dry ground. And the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise and go to Nineveh. And the scripture says, and Jonah arose and went to Nineveh. Why didn't he run again? Why didn't he run again? Listen, brethren, God can bring things into your life and mine such that we are willing to do exactly what God says to do. Even if the course that God has charted for us is much more difficult than what we want in our lives, we had better yield our way to God's way. Amen. And so it is that Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, and he preached to that wicked city, and there was great repentance that came to pass there. And then Jonah got angry with God. You're familiar with the rest of the story, but do you see the way that God frustrated the plans of Jonah? It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Did God frustrate the plans of all those men in the ship that while they tried to row to land, they could not get to land, they could not get there because God would not let that ship go to land. They had to throw Jonah out. God had prepared a great fish for Jonah. Look at Psalm 37. Turn in your Bibles just a minute back to Psalm 37. In Psalm 37, the Word of God, starting in verse 23, the Word of God tells us about our steps. Do you think that your mind is in the hand of God? And God, can God cause your thoughts to go in a right direction even when they've been going in a wrong direction? Can God take a man's heart? Here's another scripture in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1, I believe. The Word of God says, in Proverbs 22 and verse 1, that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he turneth it whithersoever he will. Doesn't matter how big a man is, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he does what? He turneth it whithersoever he will. You see, a king or a peasant, does not matter how rich or how poor, doesn't matter how strong or how weak a person is, God has the power to change the course that you decide in your life. The best thing I would encourage you to do, listen carefully, if you want to stay out of the belly of hell, if you want to stay out of trouble in your life, then you need to say, Lord, what is the path you would have me to go? Instead of making your own decisions and finding out that the decisions you made led to heartache and trouble and anxiety and difficulties in your life, instead of you making your own plans, I would encourage all of you and me, I would encourage us to say, Lord, what would thou have me to do? What would you have me to do, Lord? I don't want to try to chart my own course. I want to walk in the way that you would have me to walk. Look at Psalm 37 now, verse 23. The Word of God says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Do you see how wonderful this declaration is? That the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now, do you see What's the text say in Jeremiah 10, verse 23? It says, it is not in man, what's that say? It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. And let me say this before I finish this in Psalm 37. Do wicked men sometimes chart a course and God brings that to naught? Can you think of any examples in the Word of God where wicked men have planned something and God brought it to naught and it was not brought to pass? Yes, Haman. You remember Haman and Mordecai? You remember how that had Haman charted a course that he was going to hang Mordecai? He had everything planned. He built the gallows to hang Mordecai. What kept that from coming to pass? God turned the heart of the king and declared that Haman would be hanged on his own gallows instead of Mordecai. Do you see that God is working in the minds and the hearts and the lives of his people in a very special way? And this in Psalm 37, verse 23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Do you delight in the way of God? Do you know that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord? If you want the Lord to order your steps, if you want him to lead you and guide you in your life, if you want him to direct your steps, then you need to always try to follow his word. If you'll follow his word in your daily life, then when you have decisions to make, the Lord will order your steps and direct your paths. That's part of what David was talking about when he says that he leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Look at Psalm 37, verses 24 and 25. He says, though he fall, that is, though a good man fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. And then in verse 25, Psalm 37, verse 25, David says, I have been young and am now old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. One more verse here. Verse 31, Psalm 37, verse 31, the Word of God says, the law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Did you know that a righteous man, that he is firm, his feet are on a solid rock, and none of his steps shall slide? And because of all this, Because you cannot direct your steps by yourself, because you are dependent upon God. We've got young ladies in this congregation. Those young ladies are going to be making decisions in the next 5 to 10 years that are going to greatly affect the rest of their lives. They're going to be choosing a man. And I pray that every one of them will not choose a man, but they would pray for God to choose them a man.
That's right.
The steps that we take have a profound effect in our lives.
That's right.
And we can take steps that will lead to great trouble, but if the steps that we take are the steps God would have us to take, they will always lead to great blessings and fellowship with God. May God help us, is my prayer for Christ's sake.